Corinne Bailey Rae has traveled a great distance in her music. Her first album 10 years ago was a huge hit, all sunshiny pop. Her second album was deeper and more emotional.
Here's a real life wife.
It came out shortly after her husband of 7 years died of an accidental overdose from taking methadone with alcohol. Rae was 29. Now she's released her third album, called The Heart Speaks in Whispers.
Tender is a light that shines on you.
Corinne Bailey Rae wrote a lot of this album at her home in Leeds, England, and she told me this record is about finding a way back, like this song, Stop Where You Are.
That song really just come about, I guess, through, thinking about nature and the things that nature tells us. You know, I think that nature has such a powerful message about moving from dark to light and bitterness to sweetness. I love the idea of the winter rose that's sort of sleeping underneath the soil, and underneath all the snow was this plant that was growing and developing and that could present itself as this beautiful flower at this time when everything else around it is very barren. You hold your happiness
away from you. And like the flower, the song bursts out.
Yeah, I love the way that the song develops. You know, I wanted it to start off really intimate. You know, the song is about how it's really important to be in the moment and be present. I've learned to do more and more, I guess, as I've just got into sort of how rich life can be and how fragile life can be as well.
Waiting for the perfect boat to take.
What is it that has taught you those lessons? What is it that pulls you away from the present moment?
I think that I've learned a lot in the last few years about just the fragility of life. You know, obviously, losing my husband in 2008, that was a completely unexpected thing. And that process of sort of grief and mourning, that's taught me a lot about life and how we never know how long we have. And I think that every day should be savoured. And so a lot of Stop Where You Are comes out of that idea that our life is really precious, the people around us are precious, and that every single moment is worth celebrating.
This idea of transition from darkness to light, from bitterness to sweetness, seems to come up in song after song on this album. For example, Caramel.
It is a love of pain that makes you brave.
I was playing my guitar and that first line, you know, it isn't love but pain that makes you brave. I had no intention of, you know, singing that. I hadn't written it down, but as I just played my guitar, this phrase just came out.
It is a love of pain that makes you brave.
And I sort of, you know, was able to look at it and think, what does this mean? And realise that I was writing a song about sort of transformation and renewal.
After all this bitterness, it tastes like caramel. After all this bitterness, delicious as
I love that image of caramel and how if you've only been tasting bitter things, exactly how sweet something like that tastes to you. And the idea of feeling that love was a possible thing, I compare it, I think, in the song to like dawn and the idea of the sun slowly coming up. And I think that's really what this transformation time has been about for me, that it's been a very gradual process, but how when that sun does sort of finally come up, it appears to be so bright. When you finally taste the sweetness, it appears to be so sweet because it's so thrown into relief by what you've experienced. caramel.
Even in what sounds like, I think, the most poppy, upbeat track on the album, Tell Me, there's this idea there will be heartbreaks and blue skies, but feel it all, walk tall, don't close your eyes. Like, just get through it and you will emerge.
Tell me, do you like? Tell me you're on fire. Tell me that you right where you belong. We can make our rules. Power to the people. Turn it into something you can know.
That's a really important thing for me, that the idea of, like, telling young people, you know, there'll be blue skies and there'll be heartbreak. You know, I think that it's really important for young people to know that life is not expecting it always to be this kind of sunshiny, easy thing, but being able to sort of roll with it and be pushed around by it and be able to survive it and know when you have to, you know, hide and when you have to sort of like hunker down and when you can sort of re-emerge.
Distant, out of reach. Happening behind the screen, and we're outside looking in.
And you can speak with credibility about coming through darkness because you have not only experienced the darkness, but you've fallen in love again. You are married now to your longtime producer.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Steve and I got married 3 years ago. And yet the amazing thing for that, for me about that, was just that I never really thought that I would be able to experience love again in this sort of uncomplicated way. And, you know, it was even more incredible for me that it was someone I had known a long time, been friends with a very long time. You know, that's been really a great sort of joy in my life to find this relationship with him. You know, a big theme of the record for me is hope. And the reason I say a big theme of the record for me is because I feel like the album has been kind of making itself known to me. I haven't sort of sat down and thought, right, these are the themes, this is the idea, these are the songs. I really feel that just in being still and being quiet and letting the songs kind of flood in, it's really been this dreamlike thing for me. Almost like a process of waking up.
Well, Corinne Bailey-Ray, it has been such a pleasure talking with you.
It's been great to talk to you as well. Thanks for making the space for this music on your program. I really appreciate it.
Corinne Bailey-Ray's new album is called The Heart Speaks in Whispers.